2. The smell of oil. There's something wrong with that man, and his company, too. At least 3 auto industry experts said they heard A.G. Toyota, one of the founders of Toyota Motor, utter those words about Soichiro Honda. They all hastened to add that by the time Toyota said this in their presence, he was elderly and retired. His tone was playful, not bilious, as it probably had been decades earlier, when he had to dodge Honda's unpredictability in a weary post-war Japan. For his part, Soichiro Honda surely relished the compliment. He was the least likely Japanese industrial giant of his generation, in a country where conventionalism, reticence, and humility are among the most admired traits. Honda rejected all 3. He believed genius arose from idiosyncrasy. Nonconformity is essential to an artist or an inventor, he told his workers on more than one occasion. Indeed, Honda was in the thrall of the unconventional. Well before anyone thought of calling it a syndrome, he was infatuated with shiny new objects. More because they were different than new. Born in 1906 in a tiny hamlet outside of Hamamatsu in Shizuoka Prefecture, about 2 hours south of Tokyo on the Pacific coast, Soichiro Honda's first real brush with mechanical novelty came in the 1910s when a Ford Model T drove down the dirt roads of his village. Honda's father, Gihei, was a blacksmith who also fixed bicycles. Intrigued by his father's dexterity and the tools he had to work with, Soichiro repaired bikes as well, but didn't find them particularly challenging. He was fascinated by the mechanics of mobility, but the way bicycles worked was too pedestrian. However, seeing the Model T was a revelation, especially in his sleepy community, where bicycles were just catching on. I could not understand how it could move under its own power, Honda was to say many years later. And when it had driven past me, without even thinking why, I found myself...